See the energy. You want to sing this song more, one more time, right? Please be seated. I want to read to you here from Matthew chapter 9, verses 36. Verse 36. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. But when he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion on them. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord, for this day, and may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be open to you, O Lord, my rock and my sustainer. Amen. Throughout his life and ministry, Jesus demonstrated a way of compassion. He healed the sick, fed the hungry, freed the oppressed, advocated for the downtrodden, the homeless. You name the rest. Faith at Campbell here, we have been following this pattern for years, this act of Jesus, for a long time. And for me personally, I am proud of this church because of the compassionate action we do. We follow Jesus Christ almost every day. Compassion is being moved in one's depth by another's experience and then responding in ways that intend to ease the suffering or promote the flourishing within that person. And I believe this community, as a church, we have lived to this expectation. Easing the suffering of other people, a community in this church. Compassion is about restorative action. Without action, compassion degenerates to sentimentality. And it is like feeling for someone but doing nothing absolutely for that person or for that community or for that group. Personally, I have been a recipient of compassion in this community, and I am proud of that. I am proud to be part of Campbell United Methodist Church. I am a member of this church, at the same time a pastor. And so I am proud of this church because this church has demonstrated the way of Jesus being compassionate, radically compassionate. Compassion works towards and not away. It goes towards the problem. It sits with the sufferers and walks shoulder to shoulder, walking the walk and talking the talk with those on the edge. This church has demonstrated radical compassion for the past several years, and I can feel it, just like so many other people in this church can feel it. Compassion begs for embodiment. Embodied compassion can touch the soul of people and galvanize a community like ours along the way. We have been compassionate to schools, to Envision, feeding the homeless, Shoes for Africa. We've been compassionate in gathering money for AMDCF to send money to kids who cannot pay for themselves in Africa. And some of them call me. Some of them don't even know me. The CEO somewhere was there, and he always tells me, he said, "Pastor, this is great. Can you see what we are doing? The pastor's discretionary fund, we operate almost every day, giving money to people who need. These are all compassionate action, and it is through you as a church, or we as a church." I'll tell you three signposts of compassionate action we have been demonstrating. First, as a church, we are grounded. Second, we tend to flourish ourselves in this church. And third, we tend to flourish other people. Our cares for others flows with abundance, and this is rooted in the renewing soil that sustains us as a community. It is free and generous from our hearts to people. As a church, I see that we preserve and promote the flourishing of our own community. And I'm talking about the compassion that tends to ease the suffering and promote our own very lives in this church. Do you know that when we meet at coffee hour and share coffee together, we have been compassionate to each other and talking to each other? Please don't miss coffee hour anymore, okay? Don't miss coffee hour. Coffee hour is a time to flourish together, to be compassionate to each other and make the best move so that we live as a community. And I am going to be out there to tell people, well, to encourage people to sign up for treats this morning, because our list is coming really going down. Please be ready. If you see me around coffee hour, don't run away from me, okay? Okay. Our compassionate action at Campbell promotes and preserves the flourishing of other people. It is indeed making a move so that other people see who we are, doing the job Jesus Christ sent us to do. But someone may ask, but why? How can I be compassionate to somebody who is killing and bombing and killing our people, you know, why? But that is what they call radical compassion. These people too are human beings. Some of them are suffering. And what we can do, it is inviting them, pursuing them, doing that radical journey with them with courage and commitment to change the world. Today, we are about to demonstrate compassion by packing 20,000 food for children around the world. My daughter, who is about 7 years of age now in Sierra Leone, was a recipient of Stop Hunger Now, and I was an eyewitness when she received a package of this Stop Hunger Now food in one of the United Methodist conference in 2011 when I went for the annual conference back home. And I am proud of that. And the CEO, the former CEO, Reverend Ray Buckingham, was there, and he was invited to go and preach for a whole series of a week during the conference. And I am proud of him too. I am proud of you. I'm proud of Campbell United Methodist Church, because we have demonstrated compassion to the core, radical compassion. And so I encourage you, as we move from this sanctuary this morning, let us go out to the fellowship hall and demonstrate this compassion by packing this food for these children who need it around the world. As we go out, those who want to stay in the sanctuary here can do so. The Reverend Lapierre will be here to lead them. Let us pray. Gracious Lord, we pray this day that you allow us to be compassionate. Teach us to be compassionate, radically compassionate, as Jesus taught us to be. We pray for those who are sick in our community, We pray for those who need healing and comfort. We pray for those who are going through turbulent times in life, for the homeless, the oppressed, the marginalized, and all those who want to flourish, but have no means to do so. We pray that you continue to be with us as we become movements, as we move to extend your kingdom in our context, in our own little way, and whatever we can do to make your name be known around the world. We ask all these prayers in the precious name of your Son, even Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray, saying,